A purple special presentation. The moment you've all been waiting for. You've seen the trailer. It's called Purple Into the World of Fame. Hi, my name is Joseph Ronald Flores Becerra.
And my name is Ronald Joseph Flores Becerra.
And we'll be taking you on a trip to nothing. To a magical thing that you can only experience every time with your creativity on. One word: YouTube. So, we're here. This podcast is gonna be about saying how we wanted Burpro to be and what we plan a Burpro to be and how we wanted to plan Burpro. So, just let's get started. So, let's first start with what we were originally planning from Burpro. But the reason why we wanted to do it is because on YouTube we've seen celebrities. Kind of like some famous YouTubers, like actors, mukbangers, vloggers, toy reviewers, everything. We just love to see those pieces of little content. And we just wondered if we can do the same. We wanted to entertain people. We didn't want to do it for the money. And we just wanted to, have a good time on YouTube. We thought we might be rich and famous. We have a lot of fans, like, woo-woo, bro, yay, let's go. But apparently not. Can you sign my underwear? Yay. Oh, please don't. Okay, if people say you just signed, no, just don't. And since... Sorry, we just got scared by something. If you wanted like your creative side, you can join in the world too by making your own YouTube channel. So if you can think of one thing to have that we have for YouTube is creativity. You need the creativity to be with your side. If you have no creativity, then nobody will watch your videos. If you don't have any creativity, your videos will be bland and boring. So, I just stay creative and do anything you want. No, everything creative whatsoever. Just, if you want to make a good video, just try and make sure there's a lot of creativity in it. Because if you put a lot of creativity into it, your videos will be any extraordinary and people will think, wow, this person is doing a lot of ideas. Maybe I should think of that and start my own YouTube channel. You'll attract multiple fans and you'll soon be a sensation. Trust me, we've tried this before. Yeah, and we both failed. Don't be like us. Don't be like us. Be like yourself. If you're gonna post a YouTube video, don't care if anyone says to stop you or anything, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't have no creativity. No offense. We're not trying to offend anyone. Just if people say, "Wow, YouTube is very offensive for people," it might just be sending messages of bad things. Just try and make sure your videos are creative and fun, because YouTube is a platform of where you can show your elaborate creativity to others, and that's why when you're a popping YouTuber, you get a lot of money and be a lot famous because you're putting your creativity into your videos. So technically, if you put a lot of creativity to your videos instead of just saying hi in the end and then that's the end, yeah, that means there's no style, no pizzazz. Well, we're not trying to offend any people who think that's their style, because that will attract people who want to do it too. Just, we're trying to say, if you want creativity, do it on your mind. Your mind sets your creativity on its own. Just let your mind do the rest. Because, technically, if you get a creative video and set your mind to everything in the video and make it all creative, then you'll be a hit in no time. Who am I kidding? We both did millions of creativity and still only got like about 20 subscribers. Don't be like us. So like, our lesson is for this chapter, do not let anyone like get out of your way and just say like, no, you should not do it. Because I don't want you to. Because if we didn't put creativity into everything, why did we try to make a TNT volcano and a Roblox episode? And why did we play with a box? A box! A freaking box! And made it imaginable. Chirper up, so we're not gonna mention that a lot in this podcast. So, like, just be the creative you want. Don't be like us, though. Set your mind to anything. Like, even like your channel is falling apart, don't give up. It's only a matter of hope, and then you're just famous. You're always gonna be famous, even though you got like one or three subscribers, you're still famous. You're trying to explore your creative side. That will do the rest, and soon enough, you're gonna become a hit. Just like all the other YouTubers have 1,000 subscribers. We'll never have subscribers. So like, you should like put your creative side first, and then your like regular side last, and just like do the creative thing you want. It could be like unicorns on rainbows, cons on pots of gold. I mean, they're all rainbows. But they're not any ordinary. Just do anything that your mind sets you to do. Okay, so the next topic we're gonna do is what we originally planned for BrumPro. So, as a kid, we both really wanted to be a YouTuber. You know why? Because we wanted to be famous. But we were young, so take advantage. If you think we're dumb and stupid, thanks to that, then you have to just think of that we're young. We thought that if we'd be YouTubers, we'd be famous. Because all the other people who are in YouTube were popping. At least, I think they were. Who am I kidding? All of them popped except for us. We thought that if we be YouTubers, we would be famous as soon as we see the chance to make our first video. But this is why we have I think a little too much. What the heck? Too much creativity to begin with. So, if you're like us, please don't make it too creative. I'm not trying to say be creative and not too creative, because I already know you guys will say, then what are you gonna do? Are you gonna be creative or not? Instead, try to be a not ordinary type of creative. Just put your mind anywhere on the chart. I don't actually have a chart. I'm just pretend you have an imaginary chart of where you want to put your imaginative to you. Because there might be people that have the same taste as you. Like, for example, if you feel very sophisticated, there's some people practically very sophisticated and want to be you. Or you want to be them. Because, of course, if your channel has that type of thing, I mean, there's a lot, so you can do any of them. Because, technically, there's, like I said, again, a lot. People who think your taste is good will practically like your videos. So please consider doing that. Yeah. What we originally planned for BrumPro was it's gonna be the best YouTube channel ever, and we would always top out every single YouTuber, like T-Series. But no, apparently we're not. That's because, unlike us, we just think of imaginatives too well. That's why you see in this imaginary chart, please imagine one right now, we are in the highest freaking thing in the chart. Yeah, if you get too creative, you might actually end up on the too imaginative chart we are in. Because that's why you see us in our videos, we're like so excited to make one. That's why you're always seeing us talk a lot. Like, we're like blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah. Okay, we can. Like that. So we thought Bro-Pro would be like a 5-star YouTube channel. But I don't think we picked the right thing because we picked the one where we're like extreme. I'm just kidding, not extreme. Very active. We get too crazy when we do video, because I'm so hyper and like, real excited. Like, we'd be like, okay, guys, today I'm going to be jumping in a hot dog for Coca-Cola. So like and subscribe. Not like that. We're like, hey, guys, welcome to the video. Today I'm going to be busy clay to make Play-Doh. Yeah, for that. Whenever we feel like we're basically excited to make a video, we always put our heart and our mind to it. We mostly put our heart to it. Because that's why you see us when we're in the video. You already feel that you're in for a rough time. Yeah, whenever people see us, us being hyper in the beginning of the video, they're pretty much think they're gonna start. We're gonna have a rough time. But, oh no, this guy's gonna drive me nuts. And yeah, we don't blame you. We are nuts. It's basically, that's why you see us talking a lot in this freaking podcast already. I'm not trying to be too French, but I think we might have kwe-kwe a little bit too much.
What's kwe-kwe?
I don't know. I don't really know. This is one thing that we're crazy. So take advantage. Because that's why, when we were young, we used to watch a bunch of YouTube channels, and we were pretty too much hyper about them. We thought, like, every new video, like, oh my god. And for us, we think that these YouTubers might be wizards and just upload their videos on a magical platform. I had to talk, like, in 2017. You get what he's saying, right? I didn't really hear him. It's like I thought like there's like a dimension where YouTubers live in and they record their videos there and we just live in Earth and sad and lonely life and because we never seen a YouTuber that lives in California. But take advantage, we're young by then, so you probably think we're probably crazy of us telling them that this in this age. But let me tell you, if we were in this age, I wouldn't even think pandas exist. Pandas don't exist. Especially red pandas. Oh, please don't mention. No.
Yeah,
I'm never gonna mention that ever again.
Okay, Okay.
What?
Anyway,
when we were originally planning for Bro-Pro, we thought it was like a more sophisticated.
Who am I kidding? It's not sophisticated. It's more like just a regular type of channel. I thought it was gonna be like
Oh yeah, I'm so popular. I'm gonna make you lots of moolah in a bunch of seconds. But apparently I was wrong. I can't really think my mind into it. I normally think of my entire blood vessels. You might think I just said heart earlier, but those are the blood vessels going. I'm just kidding. But I think they do. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. I'm a neurologist. Okay, but anyway. Back to my point. So, my point is, I thought ProPro was going to be an all-out YouTube channel. I thought I was going to be sent into another dimension. Actually, we thought we were going to get sent into another dimension. But apparently, no. All the YouTubers live on Earth! I thought they actually lived in a universe called YouTube. No, they didn't. But they did not, though. So, the reason we think we were gonna go into another dimension is because these things called... Ooh, I guess I'm right. Buttons. You might think, wow, what is so bad? What is like and subscribe? What are the like and subscribe buttons? Think about what it's gonna do to the of you thinking they're living in another universe. Oh well, let me tell you, when I was young, so just bear with me here. A proper special presentation. The moment you've all been waiting for. You've seen the trailer. It's called ProPro Into the World of Fame. Hi, my name is Joseph Ronald Flores Becerra. And my name is Ronald Joseph Flores Becerra. And we'll be taking you on a trip to nothing. To a magical thing that you can only experience every time with your creativity on. One word. YouTube. So, we're here. This podcast is gonna be about saying how we wanted ProPro to be and what we plan of ProPro to be and how we wanted to plan for ProPro. So, just let's get started. So, let's first start with what we were originally planning from ProPro. But the reason why we wanted to do it is because on YouTube we've seen celebrities. Kind of like some famous YouTubers, like actors, mukbangers, vloggers, toy reviewers, everything. We just love to see those pieces of little content. And we just wondered if we can do the same. We wanted to entertain people, we didn't want to do it for the money, and we just wanted to have a good time on YouTube. We thought we might be rich and famous. We have a lot of fans. Like, woo-woo! ProPro, yay, let's go! But apparently not. Can you sign my underwear? Yay. Oh, please. Okay, if people say you just signed. No, please. Just don't. And since... Sorry, we just got scared by something. If you wanted like your creative side, you can join in the world too by making your own YouTube channel. So if you can think of one thing to have that we have for YouTube is creativity. You need the creativity to be with your side. If you have no creativity, then nobody will watch your videos. If you don't have any creativity, your videos will be bland and boring. So, I just stay creative and do anything you want. No, everything creative whatsoever. just if you want to make a good video, just try and make sure there's a lot of creativity in it. Because if you put a lot of creativity into it, your videos will be any exotic, and people will think, "Wow, this person is doing a lot of ideas. Maybe I should think of that and start my own YouTube channel." You will attract multiple fans, and you will soon be a sensation. Trust me, we've tried this before. Yeah, and we both failed.
Anyway, we both just failed.
Don't be like us. Don't be like us. Be like yourself. If you're gonna post a YouTube video, don't care if anyone says to stop you or anything, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't have no creativity. No offense. We're not trying to offend anyone. Just if people say, "Wow, YouTube is very offensive for people," it might just be sending messages of bad things. Just try and make sure your videos are creative and fun, because YouTube is a platform of where you can show your elaborate creativity to others. And that's why when you're a popping YouTuber, you get a lot of money and be a lot famous, because you're putting your creativity into your videos. So technically, if you put a lot of creativity to your videos instead of just saying hi in the end and then that's the end, yeah, that means there's no style, no pizzazz. Well, we're not trying to offend any people who think that's their style, because that will attract people who want to do it too. Just, we're trying to say, if you want creativity, do it on your mind. Your mind sets your creativity on its own. Just let your mind do the rest. Because, technically, if you get a creative video and set your mind to everything in the video and make it all creative, then you'll be a hit in no time. Who am I kidding? We both did millions of creativity and still only got like about 20 subscribers. Don't be like us. So like, our lesson is for this chapter, do not let anyone like get out of your way and just say like, "No, you should not do it, because I don't want you to." Because if we didn't put creativity into everything, why did we try to make a TNT volcano and a Bro episode? And why did we play with a box? A box! A freaking box! And made it imaginable. Bro episode. We're not gonna mention that a lot in this fucking episode. Like, just be the creative you want. Don't be like us, though. You set your mind to anything. Like, even like your channel is falling apart, don't give up. It's only a matter of hope, and then you're just famous. You're always gonna be famous, even though you got like one or three subscribers, you're still famous. You're trying to explore your creative side. That will do the rest, and soon enough, you're gonna become a hit. Just like all the other YouTubers have 1,000 subscribers. We'll never have subscribers. So like, you should like put your creative side first and then your like regular side last, and just like do the creative thing you want. It could be like unicorns on rainbows, cons on pots of gold. I mean, they're all rainbows. But they're not any ordinary. Just do anything that your mind sets you to do. Okay, so the next topic we're gonna do is what we originally planned for BrumPro. So, as a kid, we both really wanted to be a YouTuber. You know why? Because we wanted to be famous. But we were young, so take advantage. If you think we're dumb and stupid things like that, then you have to just think of that we're young. We thought that if we'd be YouTubers, we'd be famous, because all the other people who are in YouTube were popping. At least I think they were. Ah, who am I kidding? All of them popped except for us. We thought that if we'd be YouTubers, we would be famous as soon as we see the chance to make our first video. we plan. So this is why you. This is why we have. I think a little too much.
The heck?
Too much.
What the heck?
Too much creative.
What is that?
Too much creativity to begin with. So, if you're like us, please don't make it more too creative. I'm not trying to say be creative and not too creative, because I already know you guys will say, then what are you gonna do? Are you gonna be creative or not? Instead, try to be a not ordinary type of creative. Just put your mind anywhere on the chart. I don't actually have a chart. I'm just pretend you have an imaginary chart of where you want to put your imaginative to. Because there might be people that have the same taste as you. Like, for example, if you feel very sophisticated, there's some people practically very sophisticated and want to be you. Or you want to be them. Because, of course, if your channel has that type of thing, I mean, there's a lot, so you can do any of them. Because, technically, there's, like I said, again, a lot. People who think your taste is good will practically like your videos. So please consider doing that. Yeah. What we originally planned for BroPro was it's gonna be the best YouTube channel ever, and we would always top out every single YouTuber like T Series. But no, apparently we not. That's because, unlike us, we just think of imaginatives too well. That's why you see in this imaginary chart, please imagine one right now, we are in the highest freaking thing in the chart. Yeah, if you get too creative, you might accidentally end up on the too imaginative chart we are in. Because that's why you see us in our videos, we're like so excited to make one. That's why you're always seeing us talk a lot. Like, we're like blah 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 blah. Okay, we can. Like that. So, we thought BroPro would be like a 5-star YouTube channel. But I don't think we picked the right thing, because we picked the one where we're like extreme. I'm just kidding, not extreme. Very active. We get too crazy when we do video. Just like so hyper and like, real excited. Like we'd be like, okay guys, today I'm gonna be jumping in a hot dog for Coca-Cola. So like and subscribe. Not like that. Or like, hey guys, welcome to the video. Today I'm gonna be busy clay to make Play-Doh. Yeah, for that. So like, just don't listen. Just whenever we feel like we're basically excited to make a video, we always put our heart and our mind to it. No, we mostly put our heart to it. Because that's why you see us when we're in the video. You already feel that you're in for a rough time. Yeah, whenever people see us, us being hyper in the beginning of the video, they're gonna pretty much think they're gonna start. We're gonna have a rough time. Like, oh no, this guy's gonna drive me nuts. And yeah, we don't blame you. We are nuts. It's basically, that's why you see us talking a lot in this freaking podcast already. I'm not trying to be too French, but I think we might have quay a little bit too much.
What's quay?
I don't know. I don't really know. This is one thing that we're crazy. So take advantage. Because that's why, when we were young, we used to watch a bunch of YouTube channels, and we were pretty too much hyper about them. We got, like, every new video, like, oh my god. And and for us, we think that these YouTubers might be wizards and just upload their videos on a magical platform. I actually thought, like, in 2017, I actually thought there was another dimension in which YouTubers live in. Yeah, you heard that. I know. But you get what he's saying, right? I didn't really hear him. It's like I thought, like, there was like a dimension where YouTubers live in and they record their videos there, and we just live in Earth and sad and lonely life, and because we never seen a YouTuber that lives in California. But take advantage, we're young by then, so you probably think we're probably crazy of us telling them that this in this age. But let me tell you, if we were in this age, I wouldn't even think pandas exist. Pandas don't exist. Especially red pandas. Oh, please don't mention. No.
Yeah,
I'm never gonna mention that ever again.
Okay, Okay.
What? But anyway, when we were originally planning for BroPro, we thought it was like a more sophisticated. Who am I kidding? It's not sophisticated. It's more like just a regular type of channel. I thought it was gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm so popular, I'm gonna make you lots of moolah and a bunch of sentence. But apparently I was wrong. I can't really think my mind into it. I normally think of my entire blood vessels. You might think I just said heart earlier, but those are the blood vessels going. I'm just kidding. But I think they do. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. I'm a neurologist. Okay, but anyway. Back to my point. So, my point is, I thought BroPro was going to be an all-out YouTube channel. I thought I was going to be sent into another dimension. Actually, we thought we were going to get sent to another dimension. But apparently, no. All the YouTubers live on Earth!
I thought they actually
lived in a universe called YouTube. No, they didn't. But they did not, though. So, the reason we think GoPro was we were gonna go into another dimension is because these things called. Oh, I guess I'm right. Buttons. You might think, wow, what is so bad? What is like and subscribe? What are the like and subscribe buttons? Think about what it's gonna do to a unit of you thinking they're living in another universe. Oh well. Let me tell you, when I was young, so just bear with me here.